Nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, and that's why I am so excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that offers a full range of products designed to cover all of your garden and lawn needs. In years past, my vegetable garden, I neglected the soil and I didn't have much yield. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, your garden may not succeed. And so this year, I am so excited to cultivate the soil before planting the plants with Coast of Maine's organic products. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. So next time you're at your local retailer, look for Coast of Maine products. Get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. coastofmaine.com. Mother's Day is around the corner and I have the best gift idea for you. Hold on to your hats. It's mylifeinabook.com. Every week, My Life in a Book will send your mom a question via email. They will compile all of your mom or the mom in your life's answers and create a legacy keepsake book. The book becomes something you and future generations can treasure forever. I gave both my mother and my mother-in-law My Life in a Book, and they've already started responding to the prompts. When my mother-in-law received her first prompt, she said, "Oh my goodness, what a thoughtful gift." And that's what we all want, right? We all want to give thoughtful gifts. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day, mylifeinabook.com, and use code SUSTAINABLE for 10% off today. You're listening to episode 32 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there and welcome back. It is definitely 100% without a doubt, it is summer. Today we are talking about what I like to call the vacation sensation. Now, we all know the feeling. It's that completely relaxed, utterly carefree existence that heightens the senses and slows the clock. It's a feeling that rarely exists in everyday life. And the vacation sensation only surfaces when you're physically and mentally and probably emotionally too, distanced from the daily grind. Now, if you consider yourself a minimalist, you already know the inherent value in spending money on experiences and vacations over stuff. You already know that your dollar goes much further when you spend it on an experience instead of when you purchase a trinket or the latest fashion item, etc. So I don't need to tell you any of that. But my family just got back from vacation. And what kills me is that the day before we even returned home, so we're still on vacation at this point, the stresses of everyday life were already finding cracks in our vacation harmony and creeping and crawling their way back in. So I wanted to know, can we keep the vacation sensation alive well after returning home? And if so, how? That's the question I'm answering today. Now, I really didn't want this episode to be all fantasy. I didn't want it to be all fairies and unicorns and all these unattainable, whimsical ideas. So I'm backing the suggestions I give you today up with research wherever possible. If you hadn't figured it out yet, I love research. So the goal here is that you listen to my suggestions, but you don't all of a sudden incorporate all of them into your daily life, right? If you listened to last week's episode, episode 31, you heard my guest, Jen Panero, talk about how important it is to not take on too much too soon. Doing so is a recipe for disaster. So using Jen's words, I suggest you take today's suggestions and pick the low-lying fruit first. incorporate the easy strategies, and then slowly but surely build upon your successes. Today's show notes, as with every week, can be found at mamaminimalist.com/032, mamaminimalist.com/032. It's there that I list everything we're talking about today, plus the research. Enjoy. So here we go. Strategy one, be spontaneous. Now, life is nothing if not routine. And vacation's best moments are the ones that offer opportunities to do and try new things. A friend and a fellow blogger suggests creating a spontaneity jar at home and reverting to its contents whenever one needs to escape the monotony of daily life. I will say my family and I have created a spontaneity jar. Basically, anything we've ever wanted to do or try, within reason, we put in the jar. Now, the key is everything you put in the jar has to be feasible and attainable on a whim. So try this new restaurant, go mini golfing, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. You put it in the jar. If you find yourself having a free moment and feeling as though you need a little spontaneity, reach inside the jar. Whichever piece of paper you pull out, you must complete. That's a spontaneity jar. It is amazing. Just try it out, and I would love to hear how it goes for you and your family. Strategy two is to take better breaks throughout your monotonous daily routine, right? So there are good breaks and there are bad breaks, and research backs this up. Now, what is an example of a bad break? A bad break would be getting on your phone, zoning out, and checking social media. That's a bad break. On the flip side, a good break is getting up and walking around, getting a little exercise, doodling, laughing. Good breaks rejuvenate the soul and alleviate boredom, whereas bad breaks only compound fatigue. Now, I have a list of good breaks and bad breaks in the show notes for you to check out. mamaminimalist.com/032. Strategy three for recreating the vacation sensation at home is, of course, right? You've heard it before so many times on this podcast, episode 26, episode 31. They go on and on because it's true. Do not overbook yourself. Now, me personally, I am so scared of being home with my bored four-year-old and my cranky, almost terrible to 1.5-year-old. And so it's easy for me to schedule a silly, right? So we're not stuck in the same four walls all day long. But before I know it, I'm overbooked and I'm overstressed. So I'm working on leaving room in my daily routine for downtime. And the research suggests you do the same. Now, strategy four, it's a good one. Unplug. The greatest thing about vacation, wherever you are, is the fact that the phone and the tablet, and in my case, the laptop, the very devices that connect us to exterior stressors are turned off, and most likely they're out of sight. Now, the good news is that this strategy is really easy to implement if you have the will. All you have to do to recreate the feeling of being unplugged is just to turn off the technology. It's that simple. Now, I know you're saying it's easier said than done. Oh, trust me, I know. My hope for you is that you try to unplug incrementally, right? Like you don't just turn your phone off and turn it on only on Sundays. Turn it off for an hour at a time and see how that goes for you. Now, strategy number five is to treat yourself. What is the best thing about vacation? It's that you have that ice cream cone or you have that glass of wine, that extra glass of wine in my case. You have your treats and you don't beat yourself up about it. You just do it and you fully enjoy it. So to bring the vacation sensation back into your life, you have that treat. And if it's that glass of wine, you use the crystal because life is too short not to. Now, strategy six. Weather permitting, dine outdoors. What is it about eating outside that feels too good to be true? I don't know what it is. I actually looked into this so I could back this up with research. I couldn't find anything. However, there is something utterly indulgent about dining amongst nature, right? So if the weather cooperates, why not take your dinner outside? Or better yet, why not take all your meals outside? Now, strategy 7, spend time near water. An oversized body of water is an instant relaxant. Even the most mundane tasks like homework or folding laundry, all those tasks feel more enjoyable when you're around an ocean or a lake. Are you crunching numbers for your fiscal year's end? It stinks. But if you're doing so while sitting on a dock, it's heavenly. So get yourself to water more often. And if water isn't available where you live, then that leads me to strategy 8, get outside. Now, the research abounds with the importance of nature on our mental health. So let the whistling of the wind through the trees guide your way, because a 30-minute hike is scientifically proven to alleviate anxiety and depression. Now, strategy 9 is for the parents. It is to forget about your kids' bedtimes. Now, hear me out. Doing so once in a while is A-okay, because in the real world, bedtimes are a parent's best friend. But on vacation, the space between a child's bedtime and their new bedtime, that time where they get to stay up a little later, is where the magic happens most of the time. It's freeing to be able to dictate the schedule instead of letting the schedule dictate you. And anyway, who has a bedtime on vacation? Strategy 10, I love this one, is to make time for breakfast. Now, we've all heard that old adage, right? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, yada, 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 right? However, in my daily life, I drink 2 cups of black coffee from my French press, and then around 11 a.m. noonish, when I start to get starving, I scarf down a granola bar as I'm speeding through town. That's certainly not setting myself up for success, and it's probably not all that healthy either. However, on vacation, I could go out to breakfast every single morning. There's something about vacation and breakfast that are just in perfect synchronicity in my head. So here's my suggestion for you. Not every day, but some days, get up a little bit earlier and set out your placemat. Perhaps you even sit outside and dine. Eat your breakfast as though you were on vacation. And if it means doing a little bit of preparation the night beforehand so your breakfast doesn't become a hot, stressy mess, go for it, but make time for breakfast. Strategy 11 is to pick up a book and put down the tablet. Vacation is many things, but vacation is not Netflix in a hotel bed, and it certainly isn't eye strain from that neon white glare of the computer screen. Vacation is about being taken away by an amazing story. It's about allowing a good old-fashioned book catapult you into another world, at least for 300 or so pages. And for those of you who love your Kindles, I get it. However, I'm here to say that there is something really, really, really luxurious about the good old-fashioned art of turning a actual page. So pick up the book and put down the tablet. And if you're going to use the tablet, at the very least, turn off the Wi-Fi. Now, on the same vein of turning things off, strategy 12 is to turn off the news. There's a distinct difference between being informed and being overinformed. And with regard to current events, I'm still finding my balance, and I'm still deciding which amount of knowledge feels right versus which amount of knowledge just really stresses me out. So find the balance that works for you and stick to it. So on vacation, right, we're not, well, maybe you are, but I'm not scanning the headlines. So in your daily life, stick to it by being bold enough to turn off and essentially tune out even the juiciest news reports. Now, finally, last one, strategy 13, follow the five-year rule. Now, what on earth is the five-year rule? The five-year rule is the way I assess in my own life what's important and what's not. And essentially, it goes like this. Whenever something happens that stresses me out, I feel my heart rate rising, I feel my anxiety begin to blow the roof off the house, I ask myself, will this matter in 5 years? It's so simple. Will this matter in 5 years? And I don't know what it is about this question, but it has given me the gift of perspective, right? Perspective is a beautiful gift. On vacation, that perspective is naturally built in because your guard is down and because you're relaxed. In your daily life, it's harder to tap into that perspective because you're in the routine. Tap into perspective by following my God-given amazing gift, the five-year rule. So there you have it, my 13 suggestions for recreating the vacation sensation at home. Now, again, a friendly reminder, don't do them all at once, right? Pick one or two, try them on, see how they feel, make them a habit, and then add more. Now, the vacation sensation, just like any life change, right? It's not going to all of a sudden, poof, change your life in an instant. It takes time and it takes introspection to make that change occur. It is my sincere hope that as you all are perhaps returning from your summer vacations, you can bring a little bit of that joy and that utter bone deep relaxation home with you. Now, I've listed all these suggestions and I've listed the research, most importantly, that goes with them in today's show notes at mamaminimalist.com/032. mamaminimalist.com/032. If you, by any chance, read the New York Times, next week will be of particular interest to you. Because if you read the Times and you are interested in sustainability, chances are real good you saw a feature on a zero waster who moved into her first New York City apartment. But here's the kicker. She furnished it completely and only with items she found secondhand. So she bought nothing new. On next week's episode, we are talking to this young woman and she brings with her all her best thrifting tips. Be sure to check in next week. Until then, take care.